One thing I'd like to ask you is, after the war, when migrants came here from Europe, often as displaced persons, did you find them coming into the area made any difference? Did you have much to do with the migrant people?
No, I still don't have a great deal to do with migrant people, although I have had an international night here in my home, and I invited an Iran man, an Iraqian, a New Zealander, you name it, they were all here. And they came in with their... I'm not racist at all. It doesn't worry me what the person's race is. I think there are 16 now different nationalities in Penrith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they used to have market gardens and that sort of thing in the outskirts of Penrith.
Where we lived down, as I said before, that was a Chinese garden, mm-hmm. Chinese market garden opposite where we live.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have a great deal to do with them. I do have a bit to do with an Aborigine woman, only because of the work I do.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I don't have a great deal to do.
So, after reflecting on your life during the 40s and the early 50s, looking at the changes that have taken place and how things have changed, how do you feel about that and how has it affected you personally?
No, I don't think it... I've always been a liberated person and done my own thing.
Mm.
And my mother was the same. And my daughters say that I was the original Jerome Kerr. What's her name?
Jerome Greer.
Yeah, Jerome Greer. And I've never had any... problems really with anything like that, but I can see where life has changed so completely to what it was when we were growing up. Completely different. I mean, if a girl had a baby before she was married, I'm only thinking of one particular woman now that was my age, and she had a child, and she was just, it was shocking how that girl was treated because she had that baby. And it was good for her that she had parents who supported her and kept that child. But no one wanted anything to do with her, and she was about my age when that happened, and I've never forgotten that.
So in that way, you think the community support...
Oh, they're more tolerant. People are more tolerant to things like that. But I think I really don't... I resent de facto relationships and things like that, and I just think that married women, you're married, and the sanctity of marriage, I've tried to teach my grandchildren that too, and I hope it brushes off onto them a little, because I don't think de facto should be regarded as wives, and I'm sorry if you're that.
No, I'm not.
But that's how I feel.
Mm.
I really feel that way.
Mm.
But that's only me.
And what about the feeling of... is there anything you miss about the old days? Perhaps the feeling of having more freedom or more space around you?
I think that you don't feel as safe today. You could walk anywhere. And if you hear a noise now outside, I wouldn't open that door to find out what it is. And you've lost that feeling of security. I mean, we've got this house heavily alarmed. You couldn't lift a window up or anything like that here at night. We've got it, and as soon as it gets dark, I turn the alarm on and we feel safe. But I just think it's sad that you've got to live that way.
Yes.
And I wouldn't open that door at night after dark unless someone identifies themselves.
Mm.
And I've got to be sure that it's who they say they are.
Mm.
And I think that's only taking wise precautions anyway, isn't it?
It is. And I suppose you never locked the doors when you were...
Never ever locked a door, we've never locked a car. We've had three cars stolen from people. We've got them each time back, but just leaving them in the street and with a key in it, we didn't realise that things would get like that, but that's how it happened. But you've lost that sense of security that you had once.
And you didn't... so you don't feel that that you miss the old ways so much, you feel you've moved with the times?
Yes, we have. Yes, I think so. The only thing I can't get used to is metric. I really cannot. I still work everything out in miles and yards. And I go into a shop and I say, right, I want so many yards. But they said, what's that? I said, well, you work it out for me. I'm not standing here. So money-wise, okay, I had no trouble with money. But with a metric system with miles and things like that, I still can't get used to it. I'm not going to try anymore.
And so you think that the urbanisation of this, what used to be a country town really, do you think it's better for the urbanisation?
Well, I think it's better for people, and there are more jobs available for people. They don't have to travel. In those days, there were very little jobs in Penrith. I know just my sisters had to travel to town. They worked in the city. They couldn't get jobs here. Well, there was nothing for them to do in Penrith. The three of them worked in the city. I didn't, as I say, I worked for my father. But I think we've moved, considering our age, I think we've coped with it pretty well and the changes, because it has been big changes.
Just what about the feeling of, do you have any sense of loss when you think of all the old buildings that were...
Well, I think Penrith Council should hang their head in shame, really, when you look at what they've done over in Windsor, where they've protected the wonderful, preserved the wonderful buildings there, and they've got these wonderful little plaques everywhere to say what it was. But in Penrith, as soon as something gets too old, they it's gone. And I went round to the council some time ago and to find out about those terrace houses that are in High Street. There's
opposite the old church there?
Yes. And I said, what are you going to do with those? Because I would have got a petition up to save those, but they said, don't worry, they will not be pulled down. So I said, well, they want repairing. But anyway, I noticed now that they have been repainted and apparently repaired, because that's a pity. You see, the Catholic Church here, that big round church down here, you've no idea the dear little church that was there. Absolutely beautiful it was, this little old church, and they pulled it down to make way for that big round church. But
is that
St Nicholas?
Yes.
So they're the things that I think we should have preserved, but they haven't. But that old home there is still standing.
Well, I think we've covered everything now, so thank you very much indeed for your interview.
Good, thank you. And I hope a success for you.
Thank you.